Okay, we're in Parak Zion in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam is going to start dealing with specific halachas related to liquids. We saw in the last parak, the Rambam talked about the nature of attachment, like two different pieces of food coming together to join as one. Now we're going to start use the same question when it comes to liquids. So halacha aleph is hamitzok. So that's, let's say I'm pouring liquid. Eino chibur lo tuma v'lo tahara. So it does not, it's not considered attached either for tuma or for being tahar. So ketza, what does that mean? So let's say I'm pouring a tahor liquid into a kli, a vessel, a cup that is tameh. Even if it's on top of a sheretz, that doesn't matter. The liquid that's being poured out is still considered tahor. So too, let's say as the liquid is being poured out of one cup, and I catch it in midair prior to getting to the other cup, it's fine. Even if it's inside the air space of the kli. And of course, we don't have to say that the liquid that I'm pouring from the first container, in other words, again, if I pour from one container and the liquid comes out and it's joined to the other container, that doesn't mean what's happening in the tamay container works backwards to make what's in the tahor container tamay. Now, okay, there's one qualification. So this only applies when I pour from cold to cold, hot to hot, or from hot to cold. So this is the one exception. If I pour out liquids that are cold tahor liquids into tamei hot liquids, so then we say that the liquid that comes out, that pouring, is considered attached. And then all the liquids that are cold are tamei that he pours. And then of course also the vessel that he poured the liquids out of also comes tamei. Now why? So why do the Chazal say this? Why do the sages say that if I pour cold into hot in such a case, chibur emerges? Because basically what we say is that the smoke or vapor from the hot liquids goes up like a pillar of smoke, and it mixes up in the column of water, and in the kli on top that you're pouring out of. So we basically say that even though the vapor itself doesn't feel like liquid, nonetheless, halacha treats it like liquid. The smoke is considered to be like liquid itself. So let's say a woman has hands that are tahor, and she stirs a pot that's hot, that is tameh, and then what happens is that, what it called, and let's say liquid gets on her hands because of that, which is the smoke, or so to speak, vapor coming from the pot. So her hands become tameh as if she actually touched that which is in the pot. So too, if her hands are tameh, v'gisa b'kedera. And let's say, she stirs the pot that's hot, v'ziyadeya, and then there's like liquid, the vapor forms on her hands. Nitzma komash b'kedera. Everything inside the pot is tameh, ilu naga b'mashnash b'kedera. It's as if she actually touched that, liquids that are inside the pot. L'chadala. Nechil dvash hazifin, okay? Udvash hatzfachas. So this is, if you get honey from these two places, Zif and from Sfachas, Anitzok Shalahen Chibur. So if I pour honey from one to another, column, I guess, of honey is considered attached. If you have ma'arim mitzon lezona, and even if I pour from cold to cold, sheyeshalahen rir, rehanim shachin kadevet, because basically is that the honey always remains attached, and it's like basically one big line of glue. The vika kol oklin and anitzok shalahen chibur. Therefore, what it called when it comes to foods. In general, pouring out is not considered chibur. But even if they're very thick, you're going to grease them. Like for instance, things like chela, that's fat that's melted, or grits or things like that, they don't remain attached. Because they don't actually remain attached to each other, unlike honey. So too other liquids, we don't could say they're joined together when you pour them out. Except for that one case that the Rambam mentioned before, which is going from cold to hot. Now, as the Rambam said before, a column of liquid is not considered attachment for that which is tahor. So what does that mean? Ketza she'imi reminds me mikli eben chiyotze behen. Let's say I poured out tummy water from a stone vessel, the tocha mikvah, into a mikvah. Ain't omer mishigia ksas anisok the mikvah tahor mayim. We don't say that when a little bit of that which pours out into the mikvah, the mayim becomes tahor. Ela harayim b'tumasam, that water remains tummy. Ad sheyashek hamikvah l'kula mitzad echa k'mosh v'yanu. Until basically it's all connected to the mikvah from one side, right? So v'chein. That's why, let's say you have like a ramp where there's moisture on it, tofeach, enom mechabram, l'shar mashkin. So it's not considered as joined to other liquids that might be on that ramp. Because when it comes to a ramp, so to speak, it doesn't work, it doesn't make them tamei or tahor. But let's say any liquid that ends up collecting on the ground, that's considered to be joined, whether or not it means making them tamei or tahor. One second. Allah above. Areva, shehi katparas, valea mashke tofach, l'shosh katichos, oklin tmein, b'kabetza, munachan alav, zolomatamizu, enemistarfa. So what's the case? Let's say I have a trough that I need dough in, and it's on that ramp, okay? And there's definitely liquid inside it, some type of droplets, okay? And there's also three pieces of food that are tame, that are size of a kabetza, and they are basically, one is stacked on top of the other. They do not combine together. Hayushtayim or enemistarfa. So there are two, they do combine together. Vimaya tachteim mashke. Now, if there is actual a puddle of liquid underneath them, omen afiluk in a chardal, then even if they're the size of a mustard seed, or raising a sarfas kohen, nonetheless, it still combines all those items together as one for tama. Oman, halacha, zayin. Kvar b'yano, the Rambam has already explained, shetzvu yom in a matam b'chulun klal, that someone who went to the mikvah, but is waiting for the end of the day to become completely tahor, does not make food that is chol, that is non-hektish tameh. Eleposal ochle truma, rather, he just makes, if he touches truma food, you can't eat it. Umashka truma or liquid truma, but osek kli shlishi, and then the kli becomes a third level tuma. V'cheni naga ba'ochle kodesh or mashke kodesh. So too, if he touches a korban or that a liquid that's consecrated for the mikdash, pasan vasan ravi, he makes them to be puzzle, and now they are fourth level tuma. Okay, halacha ches. One second. Yechvarim she'enam chibor b'tzvul yom. All right, there are some things where there's no combining together by the case of a tzvul yom. Someone went to the mikvah that day, and the day hasn't passed yet. Va'al pishen chibor b'chol tumos. But even though it would be considered joined by other categories of tumah, ela im nagav hen tzvul yom lo pasul ela zesh nagavah. Rather, if someone who's a tzvul yom touches it, he doesn't make a pasul except for what he called the person who, except for the thing that he touched. Okay, v'ilu hayon agiyam makom tzvul yom adam acher hayapos lokol. And if it wasn't this person, anything that would have been touched by someone tamei would have made everything possible. I feel like yodagia adam sha'achal oklin tmein or shasa mashkin tmein. Even if someone touched, the person touched okal tamei or drank that which is tamei, shahid tumakala, that's a lenient version of tama. Hariza pasla kosul pasla tzvul yom. Everything becomes disqualified because of the idea of not pasling by the person who's tzvul yom. Main sarachlam rashima yodagia of tuma rishon shumatamakol. And of course, right, if someone is a primary level of tuma or a first derivative, that they make everything tuma. So they might kill the tzvul yom. So why are we lenient when it comes to a tzvul yom? They should kvar tar, because as we know, and this is the key point here, someone's in the mikvah already. He's technically tar, just waiting for the day to end. Avein mechusa al arav hashemesh. All he's waiting for is for nighttime to be completely pure. Vodi kill the tzvul yom. We also are makeil by tzvul yom. Sheish oklan sheheim yuchadam adam. Because there's certain foods that are specific for human consumption. And they make everything tameh, but this guy is tar by being tful yom. So what are these examples? So you have barley and spelt when they are free of shells. But when they are have shells or wheat, even when it's not shelled, those are sesame seeds and a type of cumin. Nislam it's full yom. They do become puzzled by someone who went to the mikvah that day. And of course, if it's going to apply by tzvul yom, it'll apply by all the types of tuma as well. Finally, halacha test, kol yad ha'oklin shehein chibur b'avatuma harein chibur tzvul yom. So as yad is that handle thing that applies by food. If it's considered joined when it comes to a primary tuma, then it is considered joined when it comes to tzvul yom. V'chein kol ha'okl shenifras v'mora b'miksash hu chibur b'avatuma kach chibur tzvul yom. So too, let's say I chop up food, but it's still a little bit connected. What do you call it? And therefore it's not quite separate yet. It's considered still attached. If it's considered attached by avtuma, it's considered attached tful yom. V'chein she'enu chibur b'tful yom. If it's not attached for, if it's not considered attached by someone who's tful yom, are you chibur b'yadayim? It can still be attached by hands, meaning touching it. V'gam zeh chomer b'tumas yadayim b'tful yom. And that's a special stringency that applies by tumas yadayim, doesn't apply by tful yom. Okay, that ends Perek Zayin, and we'll continue with Perek Ches next time.